AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Another computer problem leads to long lines at airports across the country. Customs and Border Protection say the computer systems used to process international travelers went down for about 90 minutes Wednesday evening. Passengers registered complaints on social media at airports in New York, Boston, Los Angeles, Atlanta, and other ports of entry into the U.S. Hospital authorities in Las Vegas are not revealing the condition of former NBA forward Lamar Odom, but Jesse Jackson, who visited, says Odom is on life support and improving. This 911 call placed by a spokesman from the Love Ranch, a legal brothel where Odom was found unconscious Tuesday, indicates drug use.
Okay, now they just add this to it. They just told me that somebody just came up to me and said that he apparently had some cocaine on and that he did this on Saturday.
The local sheriff says Odom had also taken up to 10 tabs of an over-the-counter sexual performance enhancer. Debate continues over whether Vice President Biden will enter the presidential race.
Biden watched the Democratic contenders tangle last night.
I was proud of them. I thought they all did well.
Some political analysts say so well, Biden's window of opportunity for stepping into the race may have closed. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the call belongs to the vice president.
The decision that he has to make about a presidential campaign is rooted in a decision about his own presidential campaign, not anybody else's.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Kerry plans to travel to the Middle East in a bid to ease Israeli-Palestinian tensions amid a wave of deadly violence. Spokesman John Kirby.
He understands there's disenfranchisement, there's disgruntlement, there's frustration on both sides that have led to this.
The Blue Jays and the Royals move ahead in the baseball playoffs. This is AP Radio News. Dole Fresh Vegetables is recalling some of its bagged spinach distributed in 13 states. No illnesses reported, but a random sample of the spinach tested positive for salmonella. The bags have a 10/15 expiration date, and the codes A27409A and A27409B. At the White House Wednesday night.
Oh, beautiful.
Kepmo taking part in the PBS In performance at the White House concert, which also featured Buddy Guy, Queen Latifah, Smokey Robinson, James Taylor. President Obama notes it was 50 years ago that President Johnson signed the National Foundation in Arts and Humanities Act.
He did this because he believed in a great society that, in his words, serves not only the needs of the body and the demands of commerce, but the desire for beauty and the hunger for community.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.